So the mind tends to be very unstable, restless, and from the Mahabharata we see that Arjuna also expressed a similar problem. So how can we control the mind or increase our concentration? See, the mind is on a perpetual source for some, on a perpetual search for some source of pleasure. So, just like if there are small children, they are restless. Something catches their fancy, they start playing with the toy. At that time, if some other child comes and starts taking that toy, they will throw a tantrum, as if the whole world has come crashing down for them. But, after 10 minutes, they'll just leave that toy and go away. Same toy for which they were crying like anything a few minutes ago, now it's just lost, they lost the fancy. So what is that? The mind is just basically restless. When something catches the fancy, the mind is like a child. When the child, something has caught the fancy, child is not ready to give it up. Once the fancy is lost, child just neglects it. So the mind is like, Arjuna uses the word chanchala. Chanchala is restless, but chanchala is also a word used for children. It's like children are restless, so the mind is restless. So mind is like a child who is constantly searching for pleasure in new objects. And this is a chronic search. And ultimately, our heart finds shelter in God. When our consciousness is fixed on God, we get the deepest satisfaction. In the Christian tradition, there is a great saint, Saint Augustine. He said that, O God, O Father, Thou have made us for You. And our hearts never find rest unless they find rest in You. And that is also what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Aniketa sthiramatir. Now, if one's consciousness is fixed in God, even if externally one has no shelter, it doesn't matter. One will be sheltered internally. So, the mind is in a perpetual search for some source of pleasure. But this search has itself become like a default habit for the mind. That means the mind has experienced so many objects in its past search for pleasure and has not found them satisfactory. That even when it comes to something that is satisfactory, even when it comes to God, the mind assumes this is not going to be satisfactory. So, a little bit like a child plays with a toy for some time and gives it up. So, like that, the mind doesn't even stay rested in God. So, at such a time, now if a child is very restless and a child is sick, child may want to eat one thing, second thing, third thing, child doesn't want to take anything regularly. Now, if the child is sick, the medicine has to be given. And who gives the medicine? It is the doctor. The doctor prescribes the medicine, but it is the mother's responsibility to make sure the child takes the medicine. No. So, when they go to a doctor, when the mother and the child go to a doctor, the doctor may smile at the child, maybe give some chocolate. But about the whole diagnosis and the prescription, the doctor tells the mother. And then later on, it is the mother's responsibility to make sure that the child takes the medicine. So similarly, in our case, we have a mind which is restless. And we also have intelligence, which is meant to be mature. So the mind is like the child, but our intelligence should be like the mother. And the spiritual wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita and the spiritual master, which the Bhagavad Gita recommends that we consult. So that's spiritual source of wisdom, that is like the doctor. So when we go to a spiritual guide, when we get our questions answered, when we get our doubts clarified, then we understand that God is the ultimate shelter for me. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. In 7.19 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the wise person may take many lifetimes to go through spiritual evolution, but the culmination of that spiritual evolution is the realization that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. that God is the be-all and end-all of everything. So now when this is understood, so this is what we learn from a spiritual guide. But this is to be understood with our intelligence. And then just as it's the mother's responsibility to make sure that the child takes the medicine, similarly it is our intelligence responsibility to calm the mind and fix it on God. So on a regular basis, if we study scripture, if we chant the names of God, if we pray, even if the mind is restless at that time also, but still, whatever we are able to focus, to that extent the mind will be cured of its restlessness. Now by consistent practice of yoga, the easiest yoga to practice is bhakti yoga, especially for gaining control of the mind. So the result of this, Krishna says, is prashanta manasam yenam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham. So Krishna says in 6.27 that prashanta manasam yenam, the mind will become peaceful. Yoginam sukham uttamam, will experience the supreme happiness.
It's 8 o'clock.
Upaiti shanta rajasam, the rajas, the agitation of the mind will go down. Shanta, it will become pacified. So this will happen by consistent practice. Just like the child who is sick will become cured if the medicine is taken regularly. So similarly, by regular connection with God, we'll find that the mind will become calm. And even if it appears that when we are trying to connect with God, the mind is being restless. It's going here. I'm trying to chant, but the mind is going here and there. I'm trying to pray, but the mind is going here and there. But still, whatever connection we are able to establish during that time, that will calm the mind. And further, it's the effect of connection with God is not just during that time. Now, if we understand, yes, when we meditate, the mind, that calms down the mind in terms of decreasing the hyperactive nature of the mind, curbing it. But along with that, if we understand the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita, then we will understand that actually there are so many things which go up and down in life, but after it all, life goes on. Your life goes on. So there is no need to get too excited about things. There is no need to get too dejected about things. Yes, there are problems, there are successes, there are failures, but life goes on after that. So one of the themes which Krishna talks about repeatedly in the Bhagavad Gita is that don't get too worked out by the dualities. Yes, you get success, that is good, but success is temporary. You get failure, failure is also temporary. So if we get too hyper excited by success, like, you know, there's a tennis match, sometimes you see at the end of a match, the one side the person is jumping up in ecstasy, the other side the person is just drooping in rejection. You know, our mind is like that. Sometimes it's on the winner's side, it's just jumping up and down. The other side it thinks, oh, everything is just a waste, everything is a loss. So what happens is the mind goes through this hyperactivity. But if we have a spiritual, long-term understanding of life, then we understand, yes, there's no need to get too excited about success, there's no need to get too dejected about failure. These will come, these will go. But my life will go on. And that itself further calms the mind down. And this does not mean that we become unemotional. Rather, it means that we focus on long-term things, on more meaningful things. So, if, say, there's a beggar who has nothing, and say somebody gives that beggar $1. Oh, I got $1. Right. And if that $1 falls off the pocket, he'll get agitated. Oh, I lost my dollar. But if that person is not a beggar, but is, say, a billionaire, and then $1 give to someone, or you lose $1 or get $1, it really doesn't matter so much. It's not that it is utterly unimportant, but it's not something to get elated or dejected about. So like that, Same way, when we have a spiritual connection with God, we understand that there's an inner treasure within us. There's an inner reservoir of strength within us. There is an inner enriching source of fulfillment within us through our connection with God. So that is like a treasure of a million or a billion dollars. And the ups and downs of life, they are like $1 loss or $1 gain. So when we have that broader perception of life, which comes by our spiritual connection with God, then one of the main reasons why the mind gets agitated, that is, taking pleasures too seriously and taking pains too seriously. Taking success too seriously and taking failure too seriously. That goes down. So, controlling the mind is a gradual process. And we may not see any change immediately. Yes, if we start connecting with God, we will see change. But it's gradual. The process is itself evolutionary. But if you keep practicing the process, the result is revolutionary. The result you will find, you will become a significantly different person with a far greater level of self-mastery and a far greater capacity for self-fulfillment, for actualizing whatever we want to do. Does it address your question?
So one more question.
Yeah, please.
Just like Professor Lele, you explain things very